when you turn off the public road to come down to a man's house.
What you call it?
Yes.
The drive.
Uh-huh.
That's all I call it, but it's a drive. That's all I call it.
Did you ever see old roads that would just go back through the woods?
Yeah.
Where they drive a cattle?
The cattle, the have roads, build a road. Then they used to log in the woods and have roads. People just travel through the woods like a shortcut to go in different places. Yeah. Just like if he wanted to get to Mounds and like Trinidad, Mr. Adams' place down there, if he wanted to go to Blue Front, he knew what Blue Front was. He'd go through there, he'd just pick him out of the way and he'd go on through there. Finally, he'd have him a road going through there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I done did that. Me and Bob, in us growing up, we did. We made us a road to come from his daddy's place, his store, back out on Mount Road. We rode us horses through there. We picked us a road.
Yeah.
And then we just set up on, we just got down to the woods one day and we said, I said, Bob, let's go through these woods. He said, where we come out at? I said, I don't know. Come out somewhere. I said, people somewhere around here find us.
Yeah.
So we just lit out.
What about in town? Was it a different town? Did they get roads earlier? In the town in Tallulah?
Yeah, they got them a little bit early, but it wasn't too early. They got them a little bit earlier than the out in the rural. It was a little bit better, but it was boggy up there at the courthouse. It was terrible there.
Mm-hmm.
And right where I told you they parked the mules and things over there, the elevator in front of the Ford plane,
mm-hmm.
That is knee-deep in the mules. It rained, a lot of them done went in there.
Didn't come out.
Yeah. They bog up. Streets is bogging. But they finally got it. They come a long way.
Yeah.
It's rough.
You walked along the... Did they have a place along in town where you could walk along?
Yeah, along the side. It's like one store was here, like Kaufman's was there, and the William Brothers store, where you could walk along their own planks, different things. They had a good plank walk in front of the store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, old man Ziegler's there, he has a plank walk. You're fishing so you carry your mules out there, and then you get on plank and go to the store.
Yeah. Was there a place around the courthouse where all the old timers would sit?
No, that's around the stove. That is at the stove. That's where them old timers get to sit. You can always find that thing.
Yeah.
That's like back down in Gunsmoke. You find a place to sit down and whittle. Now, Yeager always had that for him out there at the mound. That's been a stove ever since I've been. Mounds still been a store ever since I can remember.
Yes.
And they'd go there and set his benches for him. There's a good seat sitting there for him.
Yes. Did you have mean dogs here?
Mm-hmm.
You ever have a dog come after you?
Mm-hmm.
Never got dogs?
Never had dogs here. No. I never knew the mean, nobody never have a ring of mean dogs. I never knew none of them people around up that would have mean dogs. Now I've seen him with him shit up or something like that. I don't know what he means or what, but he just a yard dog. We wouldn't have been in there barring, but just mm-hmm. say out to get you, catch you or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I never know that.
What did you say to your dog when you wanted to get after something with somebody?
Yeah, kick him. I had a dog called Trish. I said, come here, Trish. Catch him. Get him. He get him.
Did any of your animals ever come up wild, like your hogs out in the...
No. We always keep them up. We never let none get away. I have no old people that have hogs that get wild. And people kill them, you know. At least after I got grown, the Yeagers had a wild hog to get away or something. We caught him on an iron tractor. With a tractor, we caught him, and he had Tushy about that long.
And you got him mad, the hair would...
Yeah, stand up on it. Stand up on the road back then.